page Ayin Vav Maimer V'yoshet HaMelech LeEsther. Let's learn together with the fourth chalik of the Maimer, page Ayin Vav. Let's just review for a minute. Last week was Yontif, so let's review for a minute the beginning of this chalik. We really can't even be masig what it means that somehow in the future, should be soon, that there's going to be such a gili, a revelation of Hashem's Baruch's light. Whereas for all the years of Golus, because we're trying to hold on to the end of Hashem's scepter, right? Vayoshet HaMelech LeEsther. During the years of Hestaponim, we're holding on, we're trying to hold on to the end of Hashem's Baruch scepter, the king's scepter, and if we would hold on to that tightly enough, as we learned, that itself would give us a murdic feeling of Ahava, as we spoke about, a great love for Hashem. However, there's that part of the scepter that's in the hand of the king, the part of the scepter that he's holding on to mamish, which is Atzmus Mahuso, Kivyochel Hashem himself, which is totally beyond our grasp and our understanding. It's that world of Ani Hashem L'Shinisi that's unchanging, where past, present, and future is all the same, Berega Echad, at one moment. All the years of Elokeinu, of our Rabbeinu Shalom, who is out of the realm of our understanding, when Mashiach comes, that will change to Hine Elokeinu Ze. This is Elokeinu. And this revelation is going to be mamish in this world. That everything is going to change. Whereas throughout all the years of Golus, the angels were wondering, "Aye mekam kavod, where is Hashem's glory revealed?" When Mashiach comes, they'll be able to respond, "Meloi chalaretz kavod." It will become clear that this world, the physical world, is filled with Hashem's presence. Vizau eishes chayla teres baila, and this is the meaning of the wife of valor is the crown of her husband. Sheor Hashem mezgala ba achshav nikra baila. Now the light of Hashem that is revealed through Bnei Yisrael, through Klal Yisrael, is called the husband. But in the future, it's going to be in a higher Madrega, that light which is going to be revealed, which we taste of on Purim, is going to be revealed. The Jewish people, it says, by Klal Yisrael, we're never going to fall again. Kum Besulas Yisrael, the Jewish people are called the Besulas Yisrael, the Virgin, the Besulas Yisrael. Perish Laia Shayach Labchinis Kima Va'aliyah, Kia Or Hashem Begili Rav Lamata Davka. It will no longer be falling and getting up. At that time, it will no longer be Shayach that there should be any falling, because Hashem's light will be revealed completely in this world. Because then the darkness will be transformed to light. No longer will be a war, a struggle to try to suppress the koyach of the other side, of the evil side. All of Golus is fighting with Mitzrayim, killing them, they kill us, we kill them, and so on. Then all the nations will be turned in one voice, with a clear voice, to serve Hashem. Amim Rabim. When do we get a taste of that? Me'ain this is the Nes of Purim, where the most amazing thing happened. The whole Inyan of Purim is, of course, the whole Inyan of Purim is within a hapechu. One minute, our greatest enemy in the world is Achashverosh. Every single Jew is going to get killed. And a minute later, it was longer than a minute, but the within a hapechu was in a minute that. At Chatzia Malchus, and that everything is Latayv, and that everything was supposed to be Laraz, Latayv. And that's a taste of what's going to be at the end of time, of his Hapach Shuchel and Nahira, of the darkness being transformed into light. It's no longer a question of like the Tzaddikim say that the Yetzirah gives you a clap, you give him a clap, he gives you a clap, and the main thing is who gets in the last clap. That's a way of Golas. The time of that will be by Geula is not loisosif kum besulas Yisrael, where there will no longer be any nefilas, and it will be in such a way where the ra will be nepach l'tayv, will be completely transformed into tayv, as it says, oisa hapeh atzmai, the same mouth of Achashverosh, shomar v'ha'am lasas by k'tayv b'nachu, who told Haman that you could do whatever you want with the Jews, right? Do whatever you want with them, to kill them. Who atzmei amar v'atem kisvel ha'yudim k'tayv b'neichem. The same mouth that said to Haman, do whatever you want, that said to Amalek, that said to Ra, do whatever you want, the same mouth says to the tzaddikim, says to Mordechai and Esther, do whatever you want. K'tayv b'neichem. But the tayv, what's good in the eyes of Haman, and what's good in the eyes of Mordechai and Esther, are the opposite. And the same mouth said both things. Shu inyan is hapach shuch la nahayrav. Nigla kvayit Hashem lamata b'mokim achayshach davke. And in the place of darkness, this world, the light of Hashem will be completely revealed. Let's look at the perish. We already read the italics, the introduction, which is bringing us back to the place that we're in after going through the entire Maimer until now. So let's read on the right hand side, which says, La'osid yizgala la'ine basa. La'osid yizgala la'ine basa. In the future, it's going to be revealed to our fleshiga eigen, to our fleshiga eyes, which doesn't mean, chas v'shalom, that we're going to see God. Of course, it means to our physical minds, but it will be perceived by our physical minds. God's the etzem and the mahus of God. Sh'olav namar, regarding whom it is said, Ani Hashem Laisha Nisi, I am Hashem, I have never changed. Which we don't see that at all with our eyes. We don't see it in our minds at all. Hayne b'chinas u'b'shem havaya shulamala migeder oylemes shemitzad zeh b'riyas oylemes ena pa'elas shum shini b'achlus yisbar. From that higher reality of the shem havaya, nothing has changed. The world and all of history and all that's ever happened has not affected in the slightest way the absolute oneness of God. Like the Zohar says, was, is, and will be. It's all at the same time. Hashem Yisbarach himself is above all changes in time. He transcends that. This will be revealed in this world, in this physical work.
The angels, when the angels are asking for directions, in the future, when the Malachim are asking for directions, where is Hashem's covered? So they're going to say, Malachim are covered. If you want to see Hashem, you got to go down. You got to go downstairs. You want to see Hashem? It's down below. It's not here. The covered is dafka. The covered is going to be dafka revealed in the lower world. Not in the world of Malachim. Shor Hashem is Galabashiv Nikra Baila. Right now, in this world, the Jewish people are called Hashem's wife. He's our husband, and we are the crown, Ateres Baila, the crown of the husband, the pride of our husband. Hakosuf Eishas Chal Ateres Baila. Koi Al Hagilui Dilaosid. Shaoz Tisal Haisha. Bechinas Makabal. Yes, Lamaila Mi Baila. In this world, the madrega is that he's our husband, and that we're his eishes chal. La'asad lava, in the future, what's going to be revealed is that what? Eishes chal, ateres baila. That the eishes chal is in a certain way, lamala, above the crown, which is worn on top of the head. The crown is above the king, in a certain way, because it's worn on the top of the king's head. So Eishes Chal Ateres Baila, right now it's Eishes Chal. Knesset Yisrael is the Eishes Chal. Just like we see right now in every marriage, that reflection of the Shechina is the wife, is the Eishes Chal. But in this world, through all the years of this world, the wife was always seen, Eishes Chal was always seen as being secondary, of being less important. And of late, the last couple of years, so women are fighting for rights, which of course spills into all kinds of tumma. But the aside of that is that we're getting closer to Mashiach. Because as we learned many times, by Mashiach, it will be Taka Eishes Chal Ateres Baila. Right now, in this world, the woman is the Mekabelas, she's the one who receives, and the husband is the one who's Mashpia, is the one who's Mashpia. The men are the Mashpiyim, and the women are the Mekablos in this world. Right? And that's the way that they have children, that's the way that he provides for her a sustenance and so on. The man is the mashpia, and she is the passive one who is the makabelas. And so there's children and there's life, but all of that is in the time of Golus of Eishes Chal. Like we mentioned many times, like the Radak explains the Pasuk in Navi, Isha Tesoyvev Geva, that right now, by Chasna, at least by Ashkenazim, the minig is that the Kala walks around the Chasna because the Chasna is the center. In the future, the Radak says, and Api Kabbalah, in the future, the Kala is going to stand in the middle and the Chasna is going to walk around the Kala. Because then it will be revealed that the Eishes Chal is the crown of her husband. Not just that she is loved by her husband and she's a woman of valor, but she is the crown of her husband, which means that really she is, in certain ways, a bigger mashpia than the husband. Now, when we're speaking about husbands and wives, you could talk all you like. And it's just nice. Nice stuff, and it makes the ladies happy, and so on.
Still can't take the garbage out.
What?
You still have to take the garbage out.
Even then. So, but when we talk about the relationship between Hashem and Knesset Yisrael, Eishes Chal Ateres Baila, Kama Atar Shlomal Miharosh, V'Toychen HaInyan. The meaning of this is, Isha Koy Al Bnei Yisrael. The wife, of course, is the Jewish people. V'Or Hashem HaMezgala Bo'achshav, and the light of Hashem that is revealed now in the Jewish people, in the Eishes Chal, Hainu Ha'ara Me'ein Saif Baruch Hu Mebechinas Mamali Kolam Mesev Kolam, that experience that we're able to have of godliness during these years of Galus, all of that is Nikra Baila. Hashem is called the husband. Lefisha Knesset Yisrael Mekabelas Me'orzeh. All we are able to do now is to wait and to do whatever we can to try to receive the nod, the wink, the smile, the appreciation, the show of affection and love from our husband, from the king. That's all we could do in Galus. And we wait for that. And we do what we can to be worthy wives of Kivyachal. Aval Asid, you yourself a madrega gavaya yoyser. In the future, Klai Yisrael is going to be raised to a higher madrega. Because then Hashem Kivyachal, the Chvayd of Atzmai, is going to be revealed in this world. That's going to be on a higher level than Baila. It's going to change. it's going to be perceived then that it's going to be understood that it's not the helpless bride that waits for her husband to return home, but it's that because of this powerful, noble bride, that the husband, the king, even has a home, and that home is this world. It's not like it was in this world. Again, using the marshal of the husband and wife, where the wife was always the mekabelis who's waiting patiently and is hoping that her husband is going to want to be able to come back to his home. Everything is his. He was the one that established the house. It's his house. He pays for the house. V'chul v'chul. And she is hoping and waiting that if she's good and she's caring and she tries, that he'll come back and that she'll be able to live, continue to live in his house. La'asad la'avay. This is the Vatischak Liyom Acharon. This is the laughter of the Eishes Chayil on the last day, right? That we say in Eishes Chayil, that she's going to laugh at the end. The laughter of the Eishes Chayil at the end of time. What's the Vatischak Liyom Acharon? What's so funny? What's funny is that everything that we thought is the opposite. That's why you laugh. Laughter comes from the opposite. What other reason does a person laugh? When I mentioned this many times, if a nudnik slips, right, on a banana peel, he falls, so a couple of people giggle. If the President of the United States slips, that's gewaldig. Then the whole world is laughing for 2 weeks, right? Because the last person in the world that's supposed to fall is the President. A nudnik's fall, no. It happens. But the President's not supposed to fall. I remember when President Ford went like, and he was hit by a golf ball in the head, I don't know if you remember this. Some ice it happened. Was that President Ford? I think
Agnew.
Was Agnew?
Agnew that fell down?
He fell down. He was a nudnik. I'm talking about President Ford was hit by a golf ball. And they had like in the newspapers, like they were running it for like a month. About boom, like the President. And nobody could get over it. And all of the funny things, all humor, all comedy is based on the paradox of the opposite. All humor like that. I remember the biggest laugh I ever had as a kid, I still remember this, that I was a little kid. And I remember coming into my parents' room. My mother was watching like a movie from like the 1920s, 1930s, like one of those early. It was like silent. It was a silent thing. My mother was watching. And I remember that there was a dog that stole a car. The dog was driving the car, and you know how everything in the old movies was fast. The dog is driving this car, and there are 1,000 police on motorcycles chasing this dog. And the dog's like looking back, and the dog's driving. And I remember going like Meshuggah. I remember going Meshuggah from this. I was just a little kid, but I remember, because why? What's funny? You see a person driving a car and there are police chasing him, it's Rachmanis. But if a dog's driving a car and there are police chasing him, it's Givaldik. It's so funny. Why? Because Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Hailed is Yitzchak. The funniest thing in the world is that an Avram Avinu could have a Yitzchak. Isn't that the funniest thing? Because Yitzchak is the opposite of Avram. Dov Yisrael says that, the Apteros says. The whole idea of dressing up on Purim is the idea of Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Hailed is Yitzchak. Dressing up on Purim is that Yitzchak is the Midas Adin, Avram is Midas Chesed. There's nothing funny in the world that Avram Avinu has a kid called Yitzchak. The only thing is that we're not laughing right now. His name Yitzchak means in the future we're going to laugh, because in the future Yitzchak we're going to see that there was never ever any din in the world. It was all chesed of rachman, and we thought that it was din. Yitzchak himself knows that he's the pnimius of Hashem's love is din, and the pnimius of din is all ahava. There's no difference between Avram and Yitzchak. That's what it means by the akedah vayechlu shneim yachdav. They walked together by the akedah, right? They were walking together. And it says by the Akedah, Avraham Avinu says, Hinani Bini. So the Apterov says, here I am, my child. So the Apterov says, Hinani Bini means that Yitzchak was asking like this, how could it be, he was saying to his father, you're the Midas HaChesed, how could it be that you're going to Shecht me? How could that be? You're taking me to slaughter me. You're the Midas HaChesed. So that's what Yitzchak was asking when he said, Avi, my father, you're my father, you're Chesed. Since when does the Midas Chesed go and shech the kid? So Avinu's answer was what? Hinani Bini. Right now, I'm wearing the garments of my child, which is Din. Hinani Bini. So the Apterov says that the inyan of this Finahapechu is a gilui of what's going to be at the end of time. But we think there's a chiluk between Din and Chesed. In our eyes, with our flesh, there's a difference between din and chesed. So we say, everybody says Avram Avinu, oh, and everybody's clapping Avram. And if there's color war in school, nobody wants to be on Yitzhak's side. What are we going to do? We're going to like stare. Avram, we're going to do like chesed, and we're going to sing, and we do all kinds of projects. What are you going to do with Yitzhak? You lie down on the thing, you say, cut my neck. What's Yitzhak? Like, what are you going to do? You're going to dig wells. You're not even going to dig your own wells. So what's Yitzhak? So we don't know. So that's why it's so funny. Yitzhak means laughter, because the biggest opposite of what we think is Yitzhak. We think of Yitzhak as a pachad Yitzhak, it says in Chumash, and we're afraid of Yitzhak. Yitzhak inside of himself knows that him and his father is Vayechu Shneim Yachta. Hinani B'ni, Ovi, Hinani B'ni. There's no chiluk. But we can't see that at all. So it says in Eshes Chal, Vatishak Li'ayim Achelein. In the end, she's going to laugh. The Eshes Chal. Because everybody thought that the husband is so choshev, and the husband is kovei everything, and everything is, and she's just like this sweet passive damsel in distress that waits for her husband. Loss of love is going to be misgala that Eshes Chal is a terrorist pilot. And when it comes to Hashem's work in Klal Yisrael, it's going to be revealed that if not for Knesset Yisrael, the whole tachlis of the Bria is that this world is Klal Yisrael's place. And Hashem's Baruch is going to be—it's going to be invited into our world, and it's going to be understood that if not kivyochel for Knesset Yisrael, so then the husband has no chelik of this world at all. Not like now that we're like waiting and saying maybe it will be good. Then you'll smile at us, you'll wink at us, and you'll send a little bit of your light into this world. Loss of love is going to be mezgala that all along Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted was to be able to come into this world, and that we're the balabatim. It's an amazing thing. Lochain, therefore, ksiv, it's written. Nothal le soisif kum besulas Yisrael perish le yeh shaykh le bechinis kim of aliyah. Next page, ki yeh shem begili rav lamata. Vezel gam mashakosuf. That's the meaning of what it says in Pasuk. In Treyos or in Amos. Nothal le soisif kum besulas Yisrael. The besulas Yisrael, the pure one, the besula, is never ever going to fall again. Now, on the surface, you could read this pasuk and have a terrible, terrible translation of it. You could say, you could say that the Jews are going to fall down and they'll never get up. Right? You could read the pasuk to say that she will fall, nafla, loy saisif kum. And she will never be able to get up again. Chas v'sholom. Zeh lo yitachin. Of course, that can't be. Ela ha-perish ha-pnimi because of who, as the Mefarshim tell us. Shelos lovo lo yiyat sarach b'v'chines kima. In other words, naflo lo yisayisif kum, there will never be a seder of nefila and kima. That's what it means. There will never be any more falling and rising. In order to reach God's light, it will never have to be that I fell down and that I have to lift myself up to a higher place. In other words, the whole meaning of Shabbos and Yontif in this world is that, and that's what we're learning about the entire Maimer, is that on Shabbos and Yontif there's an Aliyah. There's an Aliyah, which means that during the days of the week there's a Nefilah. And comes to Shabbos and Yontif, and there's an Aliyah, and there's an Aliyah Ha'olamas and Shabbos Yontif, and we're able to touch the end of the scepter, and to have a Gevaldige Ahavah Hashem, and so on. And then Nachamal, again, we're back in the Malchus of Achashverosh, we don't know what's going to be, and it's again, Haman and Haman can do whatever he wants with the Jews, and the Yitzhak can do whatever he wants with us, and so on. Again, and back and forth. Loss of love when Mashiach comes, it's going to be what? Naflo Lysaisif Kum. It will not be necessary to go through a seder of nefilas and then kima v'aliyah Shabbos and Yom Tov in order to have a shaychus to Hashem. We're not going to have to lift ourselves up to God. We're not going to have to walk around the chosen. We're not going to have to lift ourselves up to be able to get a psashmek of godliness or a little bit on the tongue of God. Shakir. Then the king Kivyachal will say, "Is it okay? Can I come? Can I come here?" And Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, is not going to be anymore having to be to make aliyahs to be able to be zeicher to touch the end of the scepter, because then the king is going to be mamish here inside with us. Lamata davke klaimer bisman hazeh, in this world. Remember we learned at the beginning of the Maimer, we have to try to rise up to Hashem. You remember how we do that? Kisim rais Hashem. I think Chamdav, you were here when we were talking about that. It means burning away all of the bad stuff, right? Burning away the 6 days of the week. That's the smoke we were talking about. You remember the Torah is the smoke? Burning away Gashmias. Burning away this world. So maybe a little bit kulei high on Shabbos, when you burn away the whole thing of the week, you can have a little bit of a godliness. When you burn away the week, when you unload yourself of all of the stuff of this world, and you try to what? To be oila, to have a kima and an aliyah to the darga of Shabbos, then maybe that you'll touch the king's scepter. So you have to burn away the 6 days of the week and all gashmis, and not take us out from the gashmis. You have to tear yourself away from all the gashmis of the world. And that's what happens on Shabbos and Yom Tov. When the Baruch Shalom gave us dinim to tear us away from this world, that's called in Kabbalah a rising up of the world, aliyas ilamis. Like the Be'er Ma'am Chaim talks about at the beginning there in Siddur Shabbos, ki rak ayidei ha'aliyah v'havdol imigashmis ha'ilam nita lahagish is or Hashem ha'meyah b'itim alol. Only when you separate yourself from the world and you come into the Rebbein Shalom's house and you come up to his level on some degree, you're able to come up to, you leave this world, then on Shabbos Yantiv you could meet up with some of God's light, epis, something of God's light, the end of the scepter you could meet up with. Masha ena kein la'asid lover. Which is not how it's going to be when Mashiach comes. There'll be a revelation of Hashem of Atzma. But as galus tia b'sach toinim davke lamata, the Alter Rebbe says, and as galus will be davke lamata. Not over there, someplace we're trying to get a glimpse of something beyond us. So it would not be necessary that there be what an inyan of kima and aliyah. It won't be necessary that there will be this rising and falling. How could there be such a revelation here in this world? The physical world is blocking, is obscuring God's presence, God's life. How could it be? What are you saying? On Central Avenue? How could it be? The physical world is blocking. And that's that coarseness that has to be burned away. And that's what we speak about. Right? The evil will be burnt away and it'll be like smoke. So how could it be that in this world there could be such a hezgalus? That's what the Rebbe continues. The darkness will be transformed to light. It won't be struggling against the darkness, against the physical world. The material world will no longer be a means of blocking God. The physical world will be a way of revealing God, not blocking God. In our lives, what we see, the physical world is blocking God from our vision. We can't see God because of everything else. So we don't see. But Lasa Lava in the future, where this transformation is going to take place, where it's no longer going to be trying to fight back the Sitrach with the other side, Levat Machnim, to try to nullify and to repress it. Kama Bisha Golas, as it's in Golas Dachsiv, Lamakim Mitzrayim Bichareim. In Golas Mitzrayim, Golas Mitzrayim, I'm sorry, the Geulas Mitzrayim, the redemption from Egypt is really, really amazing. But look, if you think about it, and that's how the Alter Rebbe is explaining this pasuk, the whole thing's Rachmanis. What we make a big deal about on Pesach, in light of what's going to be in the future, is Rachmanis. Why? So that's what the Rebbe is saying. The best thing you could say about Gulus Mitzrayim is that Lamakim Mitzrayim Bivchareim Ki Lo Elam Chazdo. But if you think about that, isn't that the biggest Rachmanis? That God beat up the firstborn of Egypt. That's the biggest rachmanis to say such a sentence. That's like, to give a marshal, that's like to say, like you get the biggest world champion boxer. I don't know whether it is, don't know who that is after Joe Louis. I don't know what's been going on. But they get to be like the biggest world champion boxer, right? And then you write up a big thing in the newspaper that this world champion boxer was able to knock out Shimmy Klein. I'm using Shimmy because Shimmy's a big guy. And that would be a gelachter, right? That would be the biggest gelachter. Nobody would be interested in that. Why? Shimmy's a good guy. Maybe he's a strong guy. He could do hagba. But, you know, that's the world champion boxer. It's a gelachter. He goes like this. A world champion boxer goes to somebody like this. And finished. Right? So what can we say about Gulas Mitzrayim? The Makim Mitzrayim of Chareyim, that God killed the Egyptians. That's bizyonis. That's what we're waiting for. If that's all we're waiting for, I mean, that's good. I'm not saying it's not good. But if that's what we think is the Hisgalus, if that's the Hisgalus, you know, this happens every graduation. So yesterday I was at my daughter's graduation. I was sitting next to my father, and my father just sits around. Every time we go through this, my father sits around. He said to me, "Bahak Lash," he said, "Hitler would drop dead if he saw this." That's what he says to me. Hitler would drop dead if he saw the when the girls were marching there. Hitler would drop dead. And that's what we feel, that like that's what we're looking forward to, like bringing him back and then making him drop dead again. Right, but that's what it says by Gulas Mitzrayim. L'mak Mitzrayim b'vchayreim ki lo elam chazdei. But if you think b'aymek, that itself can make you cry. So the Alter Rebbe is saying is v'yaharg malachim adirim. Is there really a match to say that God, in other words, there was a thing that was announced in the newspaper today in Madison Square Garden. There's a big match between God and the king, the malachim adirim, because God is having a fight with Paro, and they announced that it's going to be in the garden tonight. It's the biggest bizyonis, right? To have such a match, it's bizyonis. In this world, the fact that you and I have to contend with the Yetzer Hara, and that's all we're worried about, rightfully so. We're fighting with the Yetzer Hara. That's bizyonis. That's the biggest bizyonis for you. That's the biggest bizyonis. I had a student of mine, a girl years ago, that she came from a non-religious home. She turned her whole life around. Mamish, she turned her life around, and she was holding by a very high madrega with Tehillim, with everything, learning. And she wanted to go, and I wanted her to go to a seminary in Israel. That she didn't have much of a background, and she needed to learn how to learn, you know, inside to learn a chumash Rashi and to understand it. So she went to some seminary, and they had girls that were coming from you know other schools, and she was, all they were talking to the girls about was about all they were talking to the girls about was the Yetzer Hara. About how the Yetzer Hara is out to get you, and every single boy is the Yetzer Hara, right? And like all the teachers, they were like all these Englishmen, you know, they're very very proper, and they're all talking about the Yetzer Hara day and night. So this girl called me after like 3 weeks, and I said, "How's it going? I'm so excited." She said, "You know," she said, "they're very very nice. Everything's very nice and really, but I don't know. I think they have some problem." All they talk about is like girls and guys. I wanted to learn Rambans and things, you know. I was hoping to learn some stuff, and all they talk about is the Yetzer Hara. So I said to her, you know, you know what your problem is? You're a Mashiach's Jew. You're like a, she needs to hear about that too. But the thing is, she already heard about it. You know, she's already after Golas, this girl. You understand? She went through all of that, and she fought, she overcame it. She's not some little girl in the street that's waiting, or you know, on the other side of the mechitza that's waiting for Yankel to give her a wink. You understand? She already was with all the inyanim, and now she's after Gaulus, and she wants to ready Gula, and she comes to Yerushalayim, which is the place of Gula, and she sits in the class, and all they're talking about all day long is that the boys are going to get you, and she wants to learn Ramban. So it's the biggest bamis. She's 100% right. But those rabbis are also right. I mean, I have my differences with how to do that and how much and so on. But from the perspective of Golas, you know, there's a boxing match going on between a Jew and the Yetzer, you understand? But that's bizyonis. That's bizyonis. And Lazar Lavo, that's not going to be any more. It's not going to be anymore. Oh, there's a boxing match, and today, you know, today this year gave a knockout punch to the Yetzer Hara. and everybody's going to sit there and say, Gewalt, Gewalt. And there was a this Yid gave a clap to the Yetzer Sahara. It's Bizyonis. It's not for the Lysosif Kumbus, means there's not going to be any Seder anymore of what Nefilas Vakimas, because at that time it's going to be Mizgala or Hashem in such a way, there's going to be such a Mizgala or Hashem, it's not going to be necessary anymore to have Aliyahs, Nacha Yerida, Nacha Aliyah, and to go Vaita, and again, it's going to be Mizgala Mizachtainim Davke in this way, that it's going to be his Hapcha Cheshukhul Naru. It's not going to be anymore that the greatest thing we can say about Hashem is that what? Lamakim Mitzrayim Bivchayren Ki Lo'ilam Chazlo. You heard what happened today? Hold it. You heard what God did today? He gave a clap to the Egyptian. That's Givaldic. And then they're going to say about you, how did you do today? I didn't give into the Yetzara today. That's what we're waiting for, Mashiach. I didn't give into the Yetzara. That's Mashiach. So we're waiting, halavai, you know, that would make it life a lot easier for us. That's good. But that's not the tachlis. That's not what we end every single talk we're having made on name. For what? For bizyonis nachamal, that a clap to the Egyptian? That's not. Viyag melochem adir, that's what's going to be. That we have a big match at the end of time and God's going to kill all the... That then we're not going to have to anymore wait for Saddam Hussein to have a trial, because God's going to be revealed, and then he's going to come to Saddam, he's going to say, get over here. And then God's going to kill Saddam Hussein. And there's going to, oh, that's what we're waiting for, that Saddam Hussein was killed by God. That's the whole Gaulus of Mashiach. No, he says, Raki, ki gam oz ahapoich ehapoich el amim sofer brur. All the nations of the world, of course, but all the nations of the world are going to say, wow, the tachlis is to go to Yerushalayim. The tachlis is not to give a clap, but to transform, not to fight against and to defeat, because a fight, one time you win, one time they win. But God is winning right now in the world. We don't see it like that. How do we see that God is winning right now in the world? How's God winning? Because Billy Graham's going to come give a drasha next week or something? That's how we're winning in the world. That there are a couple of yidlach that are left that are talking about the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's how we're winning. That's how God is winning. It looks to us like it's losing. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be out of an ahapechu. It's hapech shukhla nahira. That Vamaluchu v'nal al Harashem Hashem Hasibul Fishal Osid Yishape Choshech Ha'olam Ha'or. In the future, the darkness is going to be transformed into light. V'loikib is Man Hazeh Shenitin Rak LaKafi L'Sitra Achla. This is a world where we're fighting the Yitzhar and God's fighting kings. I mean, it's Bizyonis. Perish. The Meshach Kaladar is throughout all the generations. Gam b'matzav shnei tzach nakedusha al kaiches aklipa. Hoy is a rak b'yevich kaiches aklipa. Hichni was aklipa b'itluha. Throughout all of Golus, what was the fight against between good and evil? The good, Amol, good will have a chance to hold back and to give a clap and to keep the side of evil like quiet, just to keep it quiet. Avla klipa atzmer l'nishapcha l'tayf. But the klipa never became good. The klipa was like this monster that was kept underneath a lid and chained up in a cage, but it was but whenever you pass by, it was growling and sticking out its paw, right? And it was this close, and it was always, and you're always looking back, like hivarach ha'am, like the Tanya explains, the Indian of Bnei Israel running away, because we still had a shaychus to Egypt. That's why it says kibarach ha'am. What are you running? We had to escape from Egypt like fugitives. What about the whole miracle and everything that God is doing? What do you have to run away like fugitives? So that the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya that we still had a shaychus to the Eitz Sahara. And whenever you have a shaychus to the Eitz Sahara, you're always a fugitive. You're always running away. It's just a question of who's one step ahead, but he's always behind you. So all of Golas, you're a fugitive. All of Golas, you're trying to be one step ahead, but that's all. But not that you stop and you say, what's going on? And it turns around. The one that you thought was going to kill you turns out to be your best friend. And he starts to, and he brings you some mashka to make a lechayim that we can't even think of. Everything's going to be to serve the Rebbeinu Shlom, sofer brur, clear. That's the difference between Hashem's light that's revealed now and Hashem's light that's going to be revealed, loss of love, in the future. The calls man shadayin yeshna mitzias aluma zebaylam. As long as we still have, as long as there's still a world in which there's evil, Shahara besokfei, that evil is, has all of its strength. Rak this kafya v'nichnara. All evil is that powerful, scary monster. It's just that we sometimes we're strengthened, we get chizik, and we're good, and we're able to hold the lion, the monster, back. We're able to keep it under control, and the monster is kept down, kept back. If shalias agili lamata, but as long as that's going on in Golus, we can't have Hashem's light is not revealed in this world. So Klal Yisrael is always this passive, sort of helpless, powerless bride that's very sweet, and we're doing our best throughout all of Golus. When Mashiach comes, the darkness of the world is going to be completely transformed into Tov, into good. And then Evshalias Agila Lamata, then the Gila will be Lamata, will be down in this world. Then we're not going to have to escape from the world. We're not going to have to run away from the physical. You're not going to have to burn up in smoke all the physical desires. It's not going to be anymore. Kishuv ein geshem ha'ilam helam v'hester al ha'elokus. Because when Mashiach comes, the physical world will no longer block and obscure godliness. That's why Chazal tells us that when Mashiach comes, Purim is going to still be here. All the other Yom Tovim are going to be whatever, secondary, are going to disappear, whatever that means. That's not for now. We spoke about that many times, but that's not for now. But Purim is going to be the biggest Yom Tov for sure. When Mashiach comes, the biggest Yom Tov is Purim. So, why? Why is that Purim is different from Man Nishtana? From all the other Yom Tov, what's Purim different? So now we understand. Without learning this, you can't have. You can say, "Oh, the Purim Vertlach," but when you learn this Mayim, you can understand the Oymek. You see, when you learn Tanya, and when you learn Alter Rebbe's Chassidus, it's not like you get a. You know, you don't get a vert. Like nobody can come home and say any of this. Like you know, at the Shabbos table, what are you supposed to do? So, but you learn it, and then you chazer it. You have. Everything that you ever learn starts to make sense. What's Purim? So the Rebbe says, "V'hinei me'ein ze hayib hanes shel Purim, shenis hapach levach esheres l'tayv." The same one who was chasing after you a minute ago and says every Jew in the world is going to die, the final solution. That same Achashverosh. He says to Mordechai and Esther, "Kiss v'lachem k'tayv. Write whatever you want about the. You can do whatever you want. The Jews are in charge." The same one who said that a Jew is a nothing, a Jew is going to be, every Jew is going to get killed, the same one says, that's a taste of what's going to be at the end of time. When Ra no longer will exist, not that you're going to be able to be victorious. Yitzis Mitzrayim was that we were able to give Mitzrayim a clap. Chanukah a clap. Everything's a clap. But there's still a Milchama. Purim, Achashverosh comes running and asks us, you know, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Asher oisai hape atzmai sh'omer v'ha'om lasus k'voy k'toiv b'einecha hu atzmai omer v'atam kisvo yudum k'toiv b'einecha, the same words. The toiv b'einecha of Haman is transformed into what? Into the k'toiv b'einecha of Mordechai and Esther. Sh'u'in nishabrach shuch l'nahira, which is transforming darkness to light. Main loss of love, Shaziyev and Igla Kroyd, next page, Hashem Lamata, Bemokim Achashach Davke, that Achashverosh no longer be a blockage. It's not, you have to beat up Achashverosh. It's Achashverosh himself is saying, Ketoyv Beinechem. Whatever you guys say, that's it. Yushalayim, Yushalayim, that's it. It's finished. Le'el, so this is the end, the Chazis, Le'el Huzba, Shachidish de la Osad Lavai Hugilu Mahusavat Musis Barach Lamata. The Chiddush of what's going to be at the end of time is that there'll be a Gilui of Hashem Mamish in this world. That's going to happen when we come to the Madrega of what we're learning in Eretz Tshuva, of the highest Tshuva, of Tshuva Elyona, of Zidonis Nas and Kazachias, of changing all that was bad into good. Al pi ma shekosef kan, shegam bePurim, haye inyan this hapach shuch l'nahira, that Purim was the taste in this world of that what's going to be at the end of time, of his hapach shuch l'nahira, of changing the darkness into light. Shnishapich Lev Achashverosh. Achashverosh was not killed, or after Purim he still were his servants. He wasn't killed, but his heart was totally turned around. Shnishapich Lev, right, the Hamelech is Achashverosh, is Hashem. Shnishapich Lev Achashverosh, you thought it was Achashverosh, really Hashem. That's why it says in Chabad Svarim from the Ari that Achashverosh is the Oisius, hasn't it hidden? Achris Vereshis. Achashverosh, which means Achrain Vereshain. That's in the word Achashverosh. Achris Vereshis. Hein Gaalti Eschem. What we thought is the Achris, is the end of our, is the end, is the Reshis, is the beginning. Achashverosh. Ach Reish. Achris Reshis. Tzarech Leimet. Shagam Bepurim. Hayim Me'ein His Galas Zayz De La'asim. Purim was a taste of that. Hainu. Shenoisaf alachidish b'neis Purim shachashverosh atzmi nepach l'toyv ama kisvah l'yehudim k'toyv b'neichem. In addition to this, that we saw this amazing thing that Achashverosh was transformed into good. Hine b'neis Purim hay says galus atzmusum l'husis baruch me'ein d'lasad lavay. On Purim, for that second, and every year Purim, for that time of Purim, there is an amazing, mysterious preview of this b'china, of ishapchus chesuch anayru, of a yid and of klayisol being able to taste of atzmusa mahusai, of the essence, where you're able to see that everything is good. Everything you thought was bad is good, so we dress up like Haman. We dress up like Haman. They say the whole thing is only an outfit, it's only a costume, it's only a disguise. Everything is taif. Underneath the outfit, everything is taif. Which we don't see it. We don't see it the whole year, but on Purim you're able to look at the face of Haman, because that's the outfit, and to say it's really Mordechai. It's not Haman, it's Mordechai. Umitamze. So it's the only time we don't have to be afraid of the face of Haman. I'm not afraid of Haman's face on Purim, because I know that's not really Haman. Every other day of the year you see Haman's face, you're scared. On the day of Purim you see Haman's face, you say, ah, come on, I know that's you, and it's some friend of yours, some yeshiva, some tzaddik, right? The rest of the year, when you see Haman's face, you run. So the rest of the year, to have a drink, a person has to run away from having a drink. I mean, I don't mean a little tikkun alechai, but I mean to drink in a way that's oddly other. But on Purim, we have to run away from that. That's why, who can understand what that means? That on Purim, there's nothing at all. The whole day of Purim is like you bury yourself in Gashmias. And nobody can understand that at all. How could you bury yourself in Gashmias if it's such a holy day? The Teretz is that Lasa Lovo, it's going to be Nizgala Kvayd Hashem in this physical world. And then we'll see that Gashmias is not blocking it all from God. That's why on Purim the whole day is refreshed and matrinked, the whole day. Because it's a gili of Lasa Lovo. It's a gili of Lasa Lovo that what you think is physical, Achashverosh, it's not. And that the physical world itself is engaged in revealing God's light in this physical world. Therefore, on Purim, there's no... On Purim, the eating and the drinking and the carrying on and the joking, it's the bechina of Avatischak Liyayim Achrayim. The laughter of Purim is the laughter of the Eishes Chalateres Bailas Avatischak Liyayim Achrayim. But the same physical world that we always thought was going to destroy us is just the opposite. The physical world is the place where God's light is ultimately revealed. So that's the funniest thing. The funniest thing is when it's just the opposite of what we thought. That's why Purim is the funniest day, because of Atisal Yamachon. Purim is a bechina of laws of love, of Atisal Yamachon, of that laughter at the end of time. And that's why Purim is so funny. Now, Pirash calls of Khan. I'm sorry, no. He named it B'nai's Purim, I says, Galas, that's Muslim, Muslim, is Baruch, Main, laws of love. Velorak, not only the end of the septa, it's a little glimpse, like another Yom Tovim, like a Shabbos and Yom, the Purim is higher. Umitam Zer, Omru Chazal. Now I feel like we should have already had Shalach Manis and read the Megillah. I knew this was going to happen. There's nothing we could do. What? Oh, it's a little Purim. No, all right. It's Me'ain. It's a Ha'ara of Purim. Yeah. Shakol Ha'Me'adim B'Teilim Lasad Lava Chutz Mi Purim. Inyin Zeh Yivu La'Halam V'Shezeu Teichen Inyin V'Yoyshet HaMelech La'Ester Es Kol Shavit Azav. We're going to see what that means. It's no longer Vatiga Esther Bereish HaShavit. The Esther will just touch the end. The end of the story of Purim is that Esther is holding the scepter. That the entire thing, that it turns out Eishes Chalateres is Baila. That the queen, that the scepter belongs to the, that it's given over completely. Vayeshet
kol hashar v'dezor, the entire scepter, because then it will be atzmusay umahusay. Now Be'ez Hashem, next Monday we're going to finish the Maimer, so like we had at the end of the Lezman, it might be a 15 minute extension, but I hope we'll be able to. It's really now the hard work of the Maimer is finished, and now it's sort of bringing everything together. So we'll try to finish the Mitzvah on the Maimer next Monday.